to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. And you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
The truth is on the talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Talk radio. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We're coming to you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this 20th day of September, and that is a Wednesday, folks, 2006. You know, every once in a while, I get an email. It just tickles me. Sent this over to my engineer here, Chris Hansen. He says, since you're the only one who gets me emails, please forward this to John Stattmiller. John, start running your station as a professional business where you respond to customers, me. I guess he means you respond to customers, website contacts, work, etc. Also, drop your show. You're better fit to manage a station and get new business than ranting on air. Not trying to offend, just giving good business advice. Well, this is my response back to Dear Cal. And the subject line is, you wouldn't know your butt from a hole in the ground, and I responded, Dear Cal, go screw yourself. You know, folks, just sometimes you got to do what your heart moves you to do. Now, why anybody would say that is beyond me, because I've been doing this for almost 14 years. I don't know, are people hating me out there? You know, like I said on the program yesterday, love me, hate me, whatever. You know, there's a job to do. This isn't about personalities or anything else. We have what we have. It is what it is. And we know the battle that we're in, a pitch battle to fight, and standing for something while also moving against something. You know, most people are against things, and some people are for things. Well, I know what I'm for, and I know what I'm moving against. So it's kind of like a double-barrel shotgun blast, if you will. So, Cal, if you're listening to the show today, there's my objective criticism right back at you. Every once in a while, I get thousands of emails and letters and cards and all that stuff. And by and large, 99% of them, and I'm not kidding about that, 99% of them are positive. But just every once in a while, I'll pick up something. I'll go, you know, where did this come from? You know, is this a guy that's mad that Pluto is no longer considered a real planet? I don't know. Who knows? But In the day-to-day operations of things and what we're fighting against, who cares? At any rate, on today's program, I've got Jeff Bennett coming up in about a half hour. And, folks, I don't know if you've been noticing what's been going on, but the world is in economic chaos. The bubble has burst here in the housing market here in the United States. And, of course, the Wall Street boys, you know, everybody wants to continue to do business. Madison Avenue wants to continue to do business. Stock market is almost pre-1999 levels. And I'm looking at this going, hooray, hooray. Well, wasn't the stock market almost, it was at its highest levels before October of 1929, was it not? And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, I see a pattern repeating itself. Let me see. We've lost 70% of the manufacturing. Million people, maybe plus, in Michigan that are jobless. Auto companies are in trouble. Yeah, the economy is good, folks, but people are getting thrown out of their houses. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The unprofessional guy from time to time has to tell you to go screw yourself. Well, that was just to prove his point. I hope he's happy. At any rate, I got an email from folks. I do like to have my fun from time to time. Forgive me. I got a message from Carl Schwartz. Carl has been all over Europe lately. And he said, late September 18th and early September 19th in Budapest. And by the way, I'm just seeing the story in the Dallas Morning News. And it seems to be rather devoid of a lot of information, but he says that in September 18th and early September 19th. Let me get this right. Let me read what it actually says. In Budapest, the streets erupted in demonstrations as the police, and I do believe this is how you pronounce this, the Rendezvous and far-right opposition members led by the Fidesz party and the neocon Viktor Orban clashed at the building used by Magyar Television. Over there they call it MTV. Go figure. The state TV system. Now, earlier in the day, nonviolent protesters were held in front of the Hungarian parliament building, and when this group split off to go set cars and buildings on fire, both of those buildings are close to the U.S. Embassy in Budapest, which is located at Zsámbék tér. I guess that's the name of the park, and Freedom Park also. Now, the reasons for the unrest are many people, because many things in Hungary are very much like they are in the United States. In the economic performance is weak and getting weaker. people's backs are to the wall, stressed financially. The numbers of homeless living in the streets is growing, and people are needing real leadership and real results to even be able to breathe, survive, and then to maybe put some food on their tables. Now, things are not very stressed. Things are very stressed, he says, in Hungary, but I saw something happen yesterday that is rare for any leader in the world. His party lied. They got caught. He admitted it, and he has no plans to resign. Now, what he lied about, he kept lying about, was, well, the economy's just fine. Well, wait a minute. Isn't Mr. Bush telling us the same thing here in this country? Oh, geez, the jobless rate's below 5%? Is he kidding? How can you have unemployment rate at 5% when there's about 1 million people out of work in Michigan alone? How is that possible? I'm just not grasping this. Unlike our political leaders, he goes on to say, Prime Minister Ferenc, now his last name is Gurkchan, admitted his mistake, and something tells me that he intends to make amends and do something about it. Well, we'll see. Now, that the tape got out, the information got out in the first place, is one thing, but the content of the tape is very interesting. He wasn't happy about it and was talking very openly to his people around him. Sometimes one has to look past the emotions of an issue to get at the real message. He says people here need jobs. They need economic opportunity. They need to have a path through which they can build a better life. Sounds just like the United States, right? After the fall of communism and this move towards a free capitalistic society, many in Hungary have been left behind. Now, you can see it in the streets, you can see it in the looks on the many faces of the people. Many of them were denied hope and economic opportunity for so long, they cannot find a way to participate in it now. Now, there are huge dislocations in training for new jobs and types of technologies coming to locate in Hungary as cheap labor pool. Now, even the world looking at Hungary as cheap labor pool is holding back the desire to make better lives by having decent paying jobs. Now, many of the people are stuck in vicious circles, and they want something better. And Carl says, I can't say it. I blame him. Now, the Prime Minister was secretly taped, and that tape made it into the public domain. That is what started the protest and what led to the violence. In all candor, this leaked tape and the military coup in Thailand both smell like a CIA op, and might be more connected than most know. Now, more on that, he says later, as I've already informed my media sources of some of the details they were not aware of, and we shall see what happens. As the movie The Recruit says, nothing is as it seems. Now, it's very interesting, folks, that we're having these hard economic times. We have these massive swings, you know, the ups and the downs. And we're told that, well, you know, overall, if you look at your quality of life and what you've been able to build, and, you know, when you average all that out, we're not doing too bad. Now, I have a hard time getting my mind wrapped around that, because I know doggone right well in this country that if we had sustained economic growth, sanity, building blocks. Do you build a wall, folks? If you're going to build a brick wall, do you start with say the side post, and then try to layer your bricks on top and then build downwards? Well, of course you don't, because you'd never get your wall built. It's called gravity. Things do what they do because of other forces. But when you look at this country and the massive expansion that took place, you know, that's often referred to as what? Oh, the elastic money supply. That's right. That the banks have the ability to put more money out into the market so people can borrow it and build with it and do all sorts of fun things. Well, that has a cost. And it is elastic. It expands and then it contracts and then it expands and contracts. This country, ladies and gentlemen, looked totally different than it does today. You would not see mega corporations hanging around looking for other corporations to gobble up. I sometimes laugh when I hear some of the politicians or these banking committees or whatever talk about antitrust. That is a joke. We wouldn't see big corporate conglomerates as we see them right now. You know, it was fascinating on my trip just recently back to Pennsylvania. I was in Bethlehem. Oh, that's right, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Do you remember the song Billy Joel that he talks about Allentown? Well, he couldn't get Allentown to sound right. We're living here in Allentown, and no, it just wouldn't sound right. So he used Allentown rather than Bethlehem. That was reversed. You know, it wouldn't rhyme. We're living here in Bethlehem. So he used Allentown, but he was actually talking about the steel industry in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which, by the way, I saw in its grandiose standing Hulk, standing there, furnaces cold for many years, business not there. But the one thing I did notice, that were still family-owned businesses. You'd drive down a residential neighborhood, there'd be a pizza parlor right in the middle of the block. Or there'd be the flower shop right on the corner. You know, the old style neighborhoods. You know, even the beer and sandwich joints. You know, the old style bars on street corners. And I was talking to people there about that because I remember this as a kid growing up in Pennsylvania, that not everything was located at the mall. You know, we build these big mega malls. Local businesses dry up. And once again, you're dealing with what? Corporate retail outlets. Well, because of their buying power, we can give you cheaper prices. Well, yeah. But who and what are you supporting? So if we had gold and silver-backed currency in this country, you would not have seen this absolute explosion in business. Now, one thing follows another. People are not going to have children if they can't support them. But if you're making tons of money and everybody's going to work and everybody's marrying and having families and blah, 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 and on it goes, well, then you have this progressive expansion, just layering one on top of the other. But the problem is that if your wall is not built on a solid foundation, how sturdy is your wall? Might look good for a while. Yeah. But it's going to come tumbling down. Kind of like Jericho, the walls of Jericho. And that's what is starting to happen right now, these massive swings. The International Monetary Fund and its pal buddies, banksters here in America, call them the Federal Reserve. Got about 12 banks here in this country, comprise the Federal Reserve. They're all on the funny money system. And it's fascinating that when inflation starts to the money keeps piling up and there's all this money out in circulation. They've got to retract and slow down the credit. They've got to slow down the money. They've got to start pulling money out of the economy to slow this inflation down. Folks, it's not inflation. It's devaluation of the currency is basically what it is. And we're seeing this all the time. And nobody seems to be any wiser over it. Nobody seems to really grasp the fact that, you know, if I'm holding a dollar in my hand today, shouldn't that same dollar, if I stuck it in my mattress or wherever, I put it in my wallet and I forgot about it, shouldn't that dollar be worth the same thing next year? What has changed? Did I change? Did, the laws of nature change? Did something cataclysmic happen to, shrink everything down like the Incredible Shrinking Man? No. What has changed is that dollar. And it's fascinating to me to talk to people and they don't understand the concept of honest currency. Honest currency keeps people honest, okay? We're running into situations here dealing with people with credit cards. And isn't it strange, folks, that, well, the bank rates of lending is very tightly controlled. It's, you can't charge 58% for a home loan, while Joe Schmidlap down there in Cincinnati, Ohio, is charging 12%. Ah, but the credit card companies move all of their business offices to South Dakota. Why? Because the state has no limits on what credit card companies can charge consumers. You may get it for 5%, 8%, but then you might get zapped. If you're some sort of a credit risk, you might have to pay 18 to 20% for the pleasure of doing business with the credit card thieves.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess, so you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or C, the floral and fruit basket, for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
Out of Jack Otto's book, World War III, and he has in parentheses, coming soon to your neighborhood, or as I like to say, coming to a neighborhood near you, he writes in here about the Federal Reserve and the income tax. He says, when the banksters foisted the Federal Reserve Act upon the American people, the lie that it would help the farmers, and keep in mind that we were coming out of an agrarian society, folks, and we were going into heavy industry and manufacturing. We were just getting started. Now, that lie was repeated, this would help the farmers. It was repeated over and over. They sold it as a means to iron out the business cycles of boom and bust. Now, ostensibly, when people panicked at the uncertainty of their economic future and withheld their money from the marketplace, the Fed Reserve Bank could release money into the system and circumvent depression. Now, unfortunately, they failed miserably to utilize such methodology to ease the Great Depression of the early 1930s. We've been told told speculation in the leveraged stocks was the cause that caused the Great Depression. Now, because many were buying stocks on the shoestring of 10% down, that the leverage did not exaggerate the impact with margin calls. But the real driving force for the collapse was the Federal Reserve Corporation. Montague Norman, governor of the Bank of England, came to Washington, D.C. to meet with Secretary of the Treasury, Andrew Mellon. They plotted the depression. The banksters actually pulled money out of circulation. One of every $3 was removed from the commercial markets. Now, money is the lifeblood of the economy, which could no more withstand such drainage than a physical being could withstand having one-third of his blood drained. Now, after businesses died and the common people lost their homes, the bankers started buying. Those in the know sold before the Depression and bought near the end of it for maximum profit. Now, there were 26,401 banks in America before the Depression, and they closed 11,630 of them. Now, those inside know when there is recession and to sell out at the high point. The Federal Reserve warned its members on February 6, 1929, but the public was never warned. I mean, they were just not told. They were told, hey, everything is great in the market. They also know when it is nearly over and inflation is to prevail. Then they make leverage buys. This knowledge does not come to them because they have economists on their staff to predict, but rather because the banksters conspire to cause those depressions. On August 9th of 1929, the banks raised the discount rate from 1.5% to 6%, which precipitated a loss of $160 billion in securities value. Now, most people believe the Federal Reserve Bank is a branch of the federal government, but it is no more federal government than the Federal Express. It is a private corporation which serves private interests. Some of the owners of the Class A stock are some of the following people: Rothschilds of London and Berlin, the Bank of England, Bank of Germany, Israel Moses Seif, Bank of Italy, Kuhn Loeb and Company of Germany and New York, Lazar Brothers, Bank of France, Warburg and Company of Hamburg, Germany, Lehman Brothers of New York, Goldman Sachs of New York, Rockefeller Brothers of New York, Chase Manhattan Bank Consortium, and J. Henry Schroeder of the National Bank of North America. By the way, Schroeder was Hitler's personal banker. Now, Congressman Lewis McFadden, chairman of the House Banking Committee, said that the Depression was not an accident. It was a carefully contrived occurrence. The international banksters sought to bring about a condition of despair here so that they might emerge as rulers of us all. Now, McFadden was right, but the majority of let me just put it to you this way, major medias still won't quote him because those bankers have also conspired to control the media. Why not? It's their selling point, folks. Now, the morning of Black Friday, that was October 24th of 1929, billionaire Bernard Baruch took Winston Churchill into the New York Stock Exchange so he could see the power of the banker's control. As the stock market crashed and economic devastation plunged to the depths of despair, devastated stockholders plunged to their deaths from the windows of the exchange. Yes, in fact, some did kill themselves, folks. They saw themselves in economic ruin. Winston Churchill was impressed. He heeded Bernard Baruch's advice to be ever mindful he not offend the powers behind the governments and industry. Churchill was ever faithful to the bankers and was able to gain personal financial assistance to make it through the Depression rather comfortably, I might add. The crash could not have been the unfortunate accident textbook propaganda would have us believe that it is. If Churchill had enough time to take a ship from Europe to witness the event. Now, Winston Churchill would no longer make statements against the international banking cartel like Zionism versus Bolshevism. Published in the Illustrated Sunday Herald on February 1920, Churchill wrote this: "The movement among those with Jewish-sounding names is not new. From the days of Spartacus Weishaupt to those of Karl Marx to those of Trotsky, Bella Kuhn, Rosa Luxemburg, and Emma Goldman, the worldwide conspiracy for the overthrow of civilization and for the reconstitution of society on the basis of arrested development, of envious malevolence and impossible equality, has been steadily growing." I'll finish out his quote here. Because, folks, there's a real problem we have here in this country. Aaron Russo made a movie about it, about the Federal Reserve, Freedom to Fascism. If you haven't seen it, you need to. I'll finish this quote after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Sapler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Winston Churchill went on to say here, folks, that there is no need to exaggerate the part played in the creation of Bolshevism, and in the actual bringing about of the Russian Revolution by these international, for the most part, atheistic Jews. He wasn't talking about real Jews. Moreover, the principal inspiration and driving power comes from the Jewish leaders. It played, as modern writer Mrs. Webster has so ably shown, a definitely recognizable role in the tragedy of the French Revolution. It has been the mainspring of every subversive movement during the 19th century, and now, at the last, this band of extraordinary personalities from the underworld of the great cities of Europe and America have gripped the Russian people by the hair of their heads and have become practically the undisputed masters of the enormous empire. Now, we should have known that central banking, even one disguised as the Federal Reserve System, centralizes power in the hands of a few who will soon exploit the power for their own selfish ends. One of the favorite exploits among tyrants is taking the people's money. Sometimes it's called tribute, now referred to as taxes. They are the biggest financial cogs in everybody's wheel. Now, the writings of Thomas Jefferson, this is what Jefferson wrote on February 15th of 1791. And they were trying to, not Jefferson, but there was a group of individuals trying to install central banking. Now, this is what Thomas Jefferson wrote on February 15th of 1791. And he was talking about the bill for establishing a national bank. He says this undertakes, among other things, to form the subscribers into a corporation, to enable them in their corporate capacities to receive grants of land, and so far as against the laws of mortmain, to make alien subscribers capable of holding lands, and so far is against the laws of alienage. They used different words back then. To transmit these lands on the death of the proprietor to certain line of successors, and so far change the course of descents. To put the lands out of the reach of forfeiture or escheat, and so far is against the laws of forfeiture and escheat. To transmit personal chattels to successors in a certain line, and so far is against the laws of distribution. To give them the sole and exclusive right of banking under the national authority, and so far is against the laws of monopoly. To communicate to them a power to make laws paramount to the laws of the states, for so they must be construed to protect the institution from control of the state legislatures, and so probably they will be construed. Now, consider the foundation of the Constitution, folks, is laid on this ground that all powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states or to the people. Take a single step beyond the boundaries thus specially drawn around the powers of Congress is to take possession of a boundless field of power no longer susceptible of any definition. The incorporation of a bank and the powers assumed by this bill have not, in my opinion, been delegated to the United States by the Constitution. That's the words of Jefferson, folks. I read you what they wanted to do with the national bank. And ironically enough, out of the Communist Manifesto, the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of the national bank with state capital and exclusive monopoly. What was he talking about in 1791, and what did we do in 1913? Now your dollar, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we had scoundrels in banking before, make no mistake about it. That is a very powerful inducement to cheat. You want to know why your coins have serrated edges? Well, it's a throwback. You can shave anything off a quarter nowadays, and all you're going to get is a handful of, well, alloy. It's not silver. But the reason, they just do that for aesthetic purposes. The reason why the edges were serrated, well, that was against people that want to shave your coins a little bit to, you know, just cheat a little bit to take some of the value off your coin without you knowing about it. But see, nowadays, folks, we have the Federal Reserve System that was started in 1913 in the hands of a private monopoly. They set the standards and what they say those dollars are worth, and that's what we've been operating under for almost 100 years. Oh, and by the way, since their great banking conspiracy, your dollar has lost 97 cents out of 100 cents. I have with me today Jeff Bennett. Jeff,
how are you this day?
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm sitting here and I'm going through history past. I've been reading, you know, on and off this afternoon when I get a few minutes. I'm reading Jack Otto's book, World War III, coming soon to your neighborhood. And it's a history of people that just wanted to consolidate under banking so they could build their world government. What a play it is.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I was listening to you and listening to Jefferson's quote, I began to realize that there's this big myth of the separation of church and state in this country, wherein it became, quote, illegal to establish a state-supported church. And yet Jefferson wrote about, let's face it, the separation between bank and state, and yet that's exactly what they've brought to us in every respect.
Oh,
and I suppose if you really want to get technical, the churches, although there may be multi-denominations, it still falls under the 501c3 mentality, which means thou shalt not speak of political machinations or thou shalt lose your tax-free, tax-exempt status.
Which they really had in the first place, but it wasn't until the FedGov took control of everything and said, well, this is what we're going to do. Yeah. By the way, the latest thing on that, Jeff, on the 501c3, thou shalt tell your parishioners that when it's time to march into the concentration camps, you will do exactly that under whatever pretended emergency. So,
absolutely true. And I somebody sent me a piece about something very similar to that this morning. In fact, it was just a commentary that was left on one of my columns about the fact that amongst the greatest traitors we have in this country, in fact, are the preachers, the so-called clergy, because they have fallen under this pressure. They will not speak the truth. As you and I both know, because of people we've known in other times of our life, there was an organization called the Black Watch many, many years ago, I believe, which was in effect the clergy during the Revolutionary War period. These were the militia leaders, and people don't understand that. Yeah, the clergy were leading the militia back in the Revolutionary War time. What a novel concept. These gutless people today couldn't even get up on the podiums and discuss money, discuss politics, discuss Federal Reserve, any of the things that we talk about each and every day. So I don't want to hear about freedom of speech and freedom of religion in the same sentence, because it doesn't exist.
It is definitely not there. We are in such disarray economic, and I read an article earlier that Carl Schwartz had sent over to me. He was reporting, I think, from Budapest, Hungary, of all places. And I just saw it in today's Dallas Morning News, where they found out over there that the politician that just got into office over there had lied to him about the economic strength of the country. He's saying everything is just fine. Well, I'm reading.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does. And I'm thinking George Bush is saying that our unemployment rate in this country is under 5%. Well, you know, it might be, because those displaced and losing their homes or any shot of the American pie, so to speak, is being dutifully replaced by people who work for lower wages, i.e. maybe an illegal. Yeah.
I read a piece in the Arizona Republic yesterday about a guy who's been arrested recently. I can't remember what, but he came to this country under a visitor's visa, a tourist visa, and very quickly disappeared into the system. He's now been here 7 years and working, and yet he's arrested for some minor infraction of the law. Hasn't he violated the immigration laws? That takes us off into a whole different ball game. But, it's very frustrating. I want to touch briefly on some of the financial comment, John, because it's obviously a lot of people saying, well, gee, how come gold is down and how come silver's down?
Everybody wants to know it. It's stock market's up. Everything is cool. People are selling off their gold and silver.
Well, I mean, you know what? There certainly may be some people that are doing that, but I will tell you right now, they're not supporters of Republic Broadcasting Network. I have yet to have a single client call and say, I think the bottom is dropping out, I want to sell. I have not had that at all.
and I want to throw another caveat in here. You and I, I was talking with Robbie. Maybe it was Robbie I was talking to the other day. Or maybe it was you. Correct me if I'm fuzzy here. But we were talking about gold and silver coin dealers, you know, the street variety kind. You know, they have little storefronts and shops and whatever else. And evidently these guys have been doing a pretty brisk business because, well, people are selling off their gold and silver. And I was told that these people that are doing this, now keep in mind who the gold and silver coin shop guys are. They mm-hmm. are the people that no matter if they sell or buy back coin, they get a percent of it. So either coming or going, it doesn't matter. But just as that just rattled my brain cage here when you said that you've not had one of our clients call you and go, well, you know, I think I need to sell off my gold and silver because I think I better sell high because I know it's going lower. But there is this thing going on in the market, Jeff, and I want people to get their minds wrapped around this. As to, you know, we saw gold up at what? It almost peaked out at 7:30 an ounce, and now it's down.
Yeah, 7:32, and that was in early May. Mm-hmm. But that to me was, and I was always nervous about that. I made comments on that several times in the air. I thought it was too much too soon. It was going very rapidly, but we were on the brink of what was beginning to happen in the housing market. Certainly, oil was just going absolutely bonkers. It, you know, reaching the upper $70 a barrel the price. The stock market was not doing all that good. The fear of inflation, the Fed raising interest rates month after month after month, which, by the way, they met today and they've decided to hold things for now. They're not going to raise it or lower it.
That's because it's an election cycle.
That's right. So this is the whole point. I don't want anybody to tell me that the economic condition of the nation is not rigged. That's exactly right. It is an election year. The Republicans are, not that I care, because Republican and Democrat are just as evil to me. I'm not talking about those who are registered members of the party that are listening to this program that are at home. I'm talking about those who run the party. They're elitist. They're watering out of the same trough. But the fact of the matter is that the Republican Party, under the guise of Junior Bush, are scared to death that they're about to lose the majority in the houses. So we're down to a matter of weeks before the election. And don't think that George hasn't called up the oil companies and said, look, if you want to keep us in power, you got to assist us a little bit. Drop your drawers, drop the price. Nope. The Dow is going up. All of these things are happening. I don't expect to see any major movement in gold and silver until after the election. In fact, a report I read yesterday indicates that before the election, we could well see gasoline in the low $1 range again before this election.
You mean the low $2 range?
No, I'm talking like, you know, 110, 115,
no,
back to
no
135
way.
It was, that type thing.
No way.
I read that report yesterday, and whether it was tongue-in-cheek or not, I think it was a Gary North comment that look, before this election's over, expect to see it, you know, just slightly above a dollar. Hey, if it just gets below $2, but that's still a falsity, because when this guy took office a few years ago, you know, we were sitting in the very low $1 range. $1.35 a gallon just 2.5 years ago. And, you know, we've certainly been well over the $3 range several times this year. So there's a lot of things that's backfiring. So don't get caught up in the, hey, gold's going down, you're going to lose, it's over. You know what? You've got another few weeks before this thing begins to start going upwards again. I won't make predictions on what's the bottom, what's the top. That's one area that I've always done my best to stay out of. It's nothing but a common sense issue. You buy gold to hold. You don't worry about day trading. I've never day traded gold in all the years that I've owned it. I don't pay attention other than that in my business, this is what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how people should look at it. You've got to answer to yourself, what's the short-term resolve? Is a short-term resolve the fact that gold is now at 220-something a gallon in some parts of the country? I think I read last night in Cleveland it was down to like 218 at one station. And, boy, everybody's excited. Oh, man, gas is down in the $2 a gallon range. Nothing I can do to shut that off. Sorry about that ringing.
That's fine.
It's like, why do people get so excited about that? I'd be screaming because it's at 223 a gallon.
Well,
people should be.
And Jeff, I'd said this before, that you watch, folks. You know, gas hits $3 a gallon. People are going to go, gas prices are down. They're only 2.25. They're only 2.30, or they're $2. I drove by a gas station the other day, and I thought to myself, I saw it at 34, and I was thinking, you know, wasn't it just last year, the year before, a gallon of gas was at like 1.34? And you didn't have to pay half your paycheck to fill up your truck. You know, it's rather amazing. People will suffer, and then when the tourniquet that's released from their neck, so their brain cells start to fire up again, they see it as a form of relief. They relax a little bit. Well, you take a look at it, you're still being screwed, just not as badly.
You know, it's interesting. You and I spoke over the weekend, and because of the region of the country that you came from, you and I began to talk about the automobile business this country. We look at what's happened to Ford, who has just taken a royal bath. They're shutting plants down, laying more people off. General Motors has done it. I think Daimler announced last week that Chrysler was down some $1.8 billion for the quarter. So the three major American automobile manufacturers are in deep trouble. They're having to cut back on production. All of a sudden, the trucks and the big SUVs aren't selling the way they were.
No, and what
and
are they?
So you wonder, yeah. Now, wait a minute, is that part of the conspiracy? We keep the gas prices up real high to force these people to trade cars in so we can pump up new car sales? It may sound stupid, but I start thinking that way sometimes.
Well, and the auto companies are in real trouble. Now the Nissan and Renault talks with General Motors have stalled. Ford came out and said, well, you know, I think we'll offer 0% to people that are less advantaged in the credit market, if I remember the terminology. In other words, what they're
saying. Oh, good.
We're
going to have an automobile bubble in a couple of years, too.
That's what I thought, too. I thought, okay, people with less of the ability to pay are going to be able to get new vehicles, and they can finance them out to 72 months at zero interest. Well, folks, this inventory is sitting on the car dealers' lots. You know, somebody owns that stuff, and it's sitting there gathering dust. So when you see car dealerships in cahoots with the auto manufacturers going, well, we've got in all this inventory, we've got to get rid of it, we're going to offer you 0% financing for 72 months, then with people that are more of a risk that they're going to default, you know they're in trouble. By the way, here's the latest rumor coming out of Detroit, that because of the Nissan-Renault thing that kind of fell apart, Ford is pulling its hair out. It doesn't quite know what to do. Ford has announced some 44,000 layoffs, including white collar. Now Ford and General Motors, Jeff, are actually talking about maybe going in together as one single corporation.
Well, I don't think it'll ever happen, but if I were Nissan, I'd have to say, why would I want anything to do with General Motors? Look how badly they've hit.
Yeah, we've got plants being built in the United States. Why do we want to take on that behemoth, that old rusted-out Hulk? You know, we'll take our money off of our car sales. They're going quite nicely, thank you very much. Hey, we got to take the break. We'll be right back. Jeff Bennett with us. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, with about 70-75% of the capacity of this country for manufacturing has conveniently been shipped offshore, And they keep telling us that unemployment is under 5%. It may very well be still under 5%, because I don't know, Jeff, is there any way to keep track of illegals except to say that the job slots are maybe being filled by people that aren't of this country? I don't know, but I do know this. I do see the economic picture being painted for us, and it ain't a rosy one. Now, the thing that
it's
I want...
It's not improving, Jen. There is no improvement, as much as they like to tell us. This is a political scheme. At the end of May, when we saw gold in the 730-some-odd range, was the beginning of the election season, or the campaigning season, right after Memorial Day. And that is when everything began to earnestly go down. Is some of it legitimate? Of course it is. Some of it actually is sell-off and taking people's profits. There's no two ways about it. You've had Bill on from GATA in the past. We've certainly had that discussion. The fact of the matter is, one has got to earnestly look at what the situation is in the country overall. It's not improving. It's getting worse. It was announced that we are going to be sending more troops to Iraq. Everybody's talking cutbacks, pullbacks. This administration's going to send more. Where do people think the money's going to come from for that? I'm amazed that that announcement even came out before the election. Obviously, we have to continue to work on making some packages available, making various different gold and silver things available to our clients. We did, interestingly enough, exactly 5 months ago today on this program, John, we offered something that I tongue-in-cheekly called the Freddie Mercury package, i.e. Queen. Why Queen? I got a hold of some marvelous Netherlands Queens. I've not had these for a couple of months.
You've got a warm sense of humor. You know that?
I really do. You never liked it, but the fact is people understand it. Brilliant uncirculated. These are the heavy European fifth-ounce pieces, John. And a lot of times we go on making packages of 10 coins, 20 coins, etc., all of which we can do. But for those who realize the importance and want to add to their gold hold, a superb package that we can begin offering with as few as 5 coin purchases at $128.23 per coin plus the shipping. For 5 coins, that's roughly a 1 ounce package. It's costing you $641.15 plus the $15 shipping and handling. If they're buying in excess of 20 coins, the price drops to 127 a coin, and over 40 coins, it drops to 126 a coin. For someone who wants to jump and pick up a 100-piece mega pack, it literally drops to $124.75 a coin. The shipping never changes, a flat $15.
Yeah.
Do we have silver available? Of course we do. But grab some of the gold, because it's not going to remain that much affordable for much longer,
no,
John.
It's
this
not.
Election will be over, and everybody I talk to, everybody I read, Gary North says, you got 6-7 weeks max, and it's going to start to go again. There are still people out there who strongly believe we will still see $700 an ounce gold again by the end of this year. That's not that many more weeks.
Well, and a swing in the gold market, and some of the people's mentality is, Jeff, that, well, wait a minute, gold's at 576. I think I'll buy when it hits 550. And then
yeah, but then
there.
The problem is they never do, because then they're going to wait for 540
and
520.
Right.
The problem is it'll be 620 and 640, and then they'll say, oh, I've let it go, I better do it now.
Yeah.
And they'll wind up paying $50 or $80 more an ounce. And it's just, that to me is foolish.
Well, and then,
take advantage of it.
Yeah, and for all those people out there that have purchased gold and maybe have purchased it at 6.25 or 630, don't sweat it. You did not make a bad investment. Hang on
not
to that.
Not at all.
As you
By
said,
the way.
Yeah.
Give us a call, 1-800-691-7898, and I'll be here to take orders. If you get our voicemail, leave names and numbers, we'll call you back as quickly as we can. Robbie will be back up here in a couple hours. At least we think he is. We haven't been able to get a hold of him for a couple of days.
He will be. We'll send out the dogs after him. Hey, Jeff, I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me up, John. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah, folks, that's why Jeff has not gotten any calls. For the people who bought at 6:30, they're panicking. Oh, I want to sell it now. It's going to go lower. They know it's not. Give them a call. We'll be right back.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.